cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Nobody...
Yeehaw!
It's just it's Yosemite Sam. Without
Blaine. It's Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, Yeehaw is Yosemite Sam.
That's yeah, right. Which is true.
Batman, that's exactly true.
Batman.
That's exactly how it is.
Spider-Man.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. I'm your host, Nick McQuick. Joining me in studio, as always, is our talented sound making magic man, Tom Brent.
Hi, it's me.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. So, I was thinking...
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm Jamie. I'm not here today. Anyways. Sorry. No, I was thinking, you know what? I've been on this podcast long enough. I think I'm going to pick up stand-up.
Yeah?
That's how I've been feeling.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, there
do,
you go.
Do you want to hear the first bit that I wrote?
Yep.
So, okay. So... Okay, let's see if I can do this. So, okay,
let's do this.
The other day, I was at the grocery store, and I bought eggs and oranges.
And oranges. Okay. You bought eggs, you bought oranges.
And yeah, that's the bit. That's all bit. I got so far.
Okay. Are you ready to headline?
If you say so.
Okay.
You're the expert.
Perfect. Also, not joining us in the studio today is Jamie Nall. She is feeling ill. She was shot 7 times in the neck. So we wish her a speedy recovery. joining us, first-time guest, long-time hairline, Mike Berg.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike the billionaire Berg.
I didn't know the etiquette.
Oh, there's like none now. Okay, now that we've done the intro, we've said your name.
Okay, well, because I didn't want to say
really, like I said, the only rule is just talk right into the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, we just got to talk right into the microphone.
Okay,
hold on. Here we go.
Right in the microphone. So, Mike, you had thoughts of starting a podcast a little while ago. You're telling me
this podcast. Yeah, sort of. I think lots of people... lots of people thoughts of starting a podcast.
How's that dream going?
But you were telling me about the podcast you were going to start. No. that you were thinking of starting. You and your friend were thinking of starting a podcast.
Yeah, I think we were thinking of starting a podcast. We never did.
there's not like a long elaborate storyline to that.
There's no long elaborate
like,
story.
All right, moving on.
Me and Mike, we went for tacos a little while ago.
Yeah.
I had a chimichanga.
As we've been known to do.
Yeah, you had some fajitas.
I had a non-assembled taco, which I was pissed off about. I don't eat Mexican food very often, but they give you all the components.
They gave him a build-your-own thing, a whole bunch of flatbreads and stuff and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he was perturbed. He was
a little upset because like, I go out to eat so I don't have to make food, and they bring you the good. You're like, great, I could have just ate it home. I guess they heated it up for me.
isn't that a thing these days, like deconstructed?
Yeah, it could have been a deconstructed taco. You know what? Maybe deconstructed is just like laziness for like, we didn't fucking want to build you here.
Yeah,
because I've actually seen online there was you can get like deconstructed lattes where they'll give you a shot of espresso and then like warm milk and then like some foam that you can mix together yourself.
Just do it. Like, that's why you went to liberal arts school or whatever. Like,
yeah. I was happy. I ordered a chimichanga and it came and it was a chimichanga. Like, I didn't have to fly it or anything.
You know what? I would just be annoyed if I like order like a salad and they bring me all the components.
They just bring you up a small
produce
section.
Oh, it's deconstructed. Oh, well, so you guys are busy in the back. Basically, deconstructed means we're busy in the back.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, like, it's deconstructed.
Yeah. It is kind of our fault because we sat at a big table. So, like, there's enough room that they can make their own food here.
Yeah, I didn't know I was working that day. That's a Bill Burr thing. He's like, I didn't know. I should have worn my apron.
He didn't even get tipped out that day.
Yeah, I should have got a piece of the tip, honestly. Because now I'm tipping somebody for service, but they haven't even built me my food.
No, they just brought it. What sort of service is that?
Yeah. That's almost like you just give me an empty cup and they're like, you want a drink? Yeah, the fountain machine's in the back.
Let's go fill it up.
It's deconstructed cola.
It's strange for me too because like we
have to mix the syrup.
We ordered the food and like we had like appetizers, all the nachos and stuff. We ordered the food and they came and they drop off the food. And then I was like really hungry at the beginning and I was really excited. And then we ate all the food and I'm like, I ate too much. I regret this. And they're like, now pay me. And I'm like... No. I'm like, I don't want to.
Did you get away with that paying?
Like, yeah, does that like, work?
I don't know. But the whole thing is like, and this is where like restaurants like Wendy's kind of have an advantage is like you pay for the food, then you get the food.
Yeah,
like,
but you know what?
That's how it should be.
They ask for a tip some of those places. There's a salad place. I'm going to vent. This will be my outlet.
Yeah, you go for it, man.
Okay, listen up. I don't know if can we mention brands?
Yeah, you can.
I can't remember the brand. But.
We're not sponsored by anyone.
Can we mention brands? I can't remember.
Well, I was kind of hoping you'd say no, and I'd be like, good, because I don't want to mention these guys. Okay, but it's a salad place. Yeah. Chopped Leaf or something like that. So you go up to the thing and you order ahead of time, and they pre-ask you for the tip on the debit machine of all things, you know?
Really?
You guys have been to a place that does that.
Oh,
right?
And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what if you pay, and also, what's the service? Like, you know, like the tip is like, you know, the waitress is chatting you up or whatever, so you kick her a couple bucks or whatever. Like, right. There, it's so just like Mexicans make on the line. Not that that matters.
that was an irrelevant detail.
Yeah. No, but I just feel like Mexicans, they get the work done. This is not a racial thing. I just like they don't spark up a conversation, which is great. Like things get done.
Mm-hmm. They got rid of those Aztecs, right? Chicken Louie.
Holy shit.
Done.
But no, they didn't chat them up.
Interesting. Like, how do you prepay a tip? And then the other one is when you go to a restaurant with a whole bunch of people and they're like, it's a 15% gratuity.
Yeah. Well, what if you suck?
Yeah. Or like, well, right then I feel like because normally I tip more than 15%. So I'm like,
yeah, I like to do 20. So it's you just like,
you guys are just losing 5% here.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
I know. And let me judge. What if they're a shit server? Like, what if you get there and they bring you like your tacos and they're not put together? You're
like, oh. Or like, what if they don't even bring your tacos?
Yeah, they don't bring your tacos. Mandatory. You know what? And if I was a server and it was like, that's the 15% table, you'd just be a dick. You could be like, oh, good. And if somebody gives you a snidey remark, you'd be like, go fuck yourself. You know? I'll enjoy my 15%.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. The automatic tip or like calling ahead tipping. Like
calling ahead tipping is like, that is strange. Arrogant because it's like, we know how good we are. We might as well just get the tip now. And it's like, no. Come on.
I imagine this salad place. You're like, you're just walking around, get like filling up on your salad, and like your pants get unzipped and a fleshlight just comes out and sticks
Just
moving back and forth.
5%.
Like, automated service.
Automated service.
Yeah, that's like a 30%.
The tip
right
is the fleshlight getting a part of the tip?
Well, it is.
It's getting a part of the tip.
It's part of your tip. But the tip is used to clean the fleshlights.
But so like a tip, isn't it about like you went above and beyond? Like if you go to McDonald's and they're like, can I get a tip? It's like, well, you didn't make the cheeseburger any better than like you would have like.
Which you would think that, but really in North America, the tip is about like, well, we don't pay our servers.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So
which,
the owner.
Which is where it's like, where I would say like, well, I'm not going to tip you over 15% now because I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Or it was shitty.
It's
right?
It's the owner being a jerk. So basically, the pre-tip is like,
yeah, we don't pay our people. Do you want to pay them?
We definitely.
Like, what? I thought,
hey, do you like
that's your
people?
Job. It's like,
do you enjoy
I run
these
this
people?
Place? Yeah. You like these guys? I don't pay them enough. How would you give them a tip? That's what it kind of is, right?
Not even kind of. That's 110%.
That is 100%. That's
real reality.
Well, and then the whole thing, too, is like, they don't get paid enough, and they have to be friendly and nice.
I know.
And if they aren't,
get
they get
not paid,
paid
enough.
Less.
Well, every time I see that tip on the debit thing, that's basically the owner being like, I don't fucking care about these guys. Can you make their rent? Because, like, I don't really. I really want to.
Which is fucked. But I did. Because I was actually on a fight on Facebook, and a whole bunch of people were like, I don't tip anywhere. It's like, what the
fuck
is
tip
your...
anywhere.
There are people that
Steve
do...
Is Jimmy from Reservoir Dogs on this?
Apparently.
I don't tip anywhere. No one pleases me enough for even a 1%.
God, what is that, my dad?
Just have some approval.
Australians.
No one does...
Not that they're assholes. This is just going to turn into me like targeting countries. Mexicans don't converse and Australians don't tip. No, they don't.
This is the most multicultural episode we've never had.
For what? 5 minutes in already?
Mexicans converse, all right?
Mexico's on blast.
They have a very flowery language.
I should not shit talk until that wall's up.
I was driving here and there
especially
was,
with that haircut.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a road sign that said left lane closed, take alternative right, and it said take alt.
The alt right's at it again.
Road work signs.
What is the alt right? I'm not on Facebook or
the alt right is Nazis.
Is that Nazis? I thought it was that gay guy.
Totally Milo. Nazi.
Yeah, he's a gay Nazi.
Okay, yeah, people say...
What gay guy?
There's he was on the... I don't pay attention to
he's part of
much.
The alt-right.
I just get hints of it, and then I make assumptions, and then when I talk to somebody, I'm like, yeah, you know, the alt-right, they're pretty good guys. I don't know. They're into stuff. And then they're like, are you kidding me?
I'm kind of like an alt-right leftist.
Alt-right leftist.
Yeah, sort of center field. That's where I
play. Like, what do you mean alt-right? Like, there is a right, but this is the alternative right. No, that's the left.
Well,
you
know? Like, or the wrong.
Yeah.
Basically, they're saying, like, we're not conservative. We're progressive conservative. It's like, no.
Like, flow from progressive?
But it would be weird, like, if you're like, and
we're
at
not
the
Nazis,
next
we're
stop, don't
right.
take a left, take an alternative left, like, so we're right then.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like, the different left, the left that's not as left as
I think
left.
It's kind of, like, more and more extreme, like, how the left is very extreme with, like, you can't say this.
Is there an alt-left?
Transphobic. Well, like, there's this censorship, and they're detaching. It's like how feminism has, like, 20 different definitions.
Yeah.
Now, and it's like, it's all shattering and dividing, and they're going more and more extreme from each other.
I agree.
No more healthy middle.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, so I think that the alt-right is just like farther right.
But there's no alt-left
yet.
Is that coming?
It's
we have an alt-right and now there'll be an alt-left.
I think there is, but the alt-right probably, or the alt-left probably doesn't like labels.
We're just
left.
The thing about the alt-left too is they've never had an opportunity to like take away people's rights and shit because they never got voted for.
Yeah, they take away the lefts.
What's alt-left like keyboard shortcut for?
I'm social justice warriors, like, SJWs.
In Photoshop, if I press alt and left, is it like... I don't know. It's like triggered or something. Wait. I don't know my audience here so much. Because like we could go a little bit into the left bashing and then all of a sudden you'd be like, I'm actually identify as a...
I don't even identify.
Did you know that I was reading a lot about this. There is an identification for non-human. It's like one of the
trees?
Things you can... I guess. No, but you can identify as an individual as non-human now.
So. But then when you're arrested, like, do you have human rights or do you have, like, inhuman rights?
See, this is interesting. So there was this assault. This one person who identified as a male assaulted... what's that media that nobody likes? They're kind
Breitbart?
Of Nazis.
No. The Rebel?
The Rebel. There we go.
Oh,
so they assaulted somebody.
They're definitely alt-right Nazis.
Yeah. I don't really read their stuff. I just know I have friends that just despise them. Matt.
Oh, yeah.
We have a friend. He doesn't like the Rebel. I don't really...
Matt who? Is this a Matt that I know?
No.
It's not Alan.
No.
He just really hates the Rebel. I don't really like follow it all that much. So like, I assume they're assholes. They're probably assholes. But the interesting case is...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
He was rubbing his chin.
And I was like, do I have cum on my chin?
What were you doing? Which
only nothing, you can answer
like,
that.
What were you conversing with Mexicans when you came over?
Oh.
It's like, what will you let me say?
I'm glad.
You can say whatever you want.
No,
I'm glad that statement wasn't into the microphone.
What, you've never done a little gangbang where you're like, sometimes you're the big spoon, the little spoon, sometimes you're the burrito just getting stuffed. So anyway, you're talking
burrito.
About
burrito.
Oh.
It starts deconstructed.
Wait, would a deconstructed orgy just be everybody masturbating at home?
Yeah, what is a deconstructed orgy?
Well, like I said, I think that's everybody masturbating at home.
No, like a deconstructed orgy, I think assumes that there's a puppet master that puts the orgy together, sometimes ahead of time, but not this time.
I think that's an event plan.
It'd be a cracker party.
It'd be a what?
Circle jerk is a deconstructed orgy.
Deconstructed orgy.
There you go. Exactly.
Because there's no actual fucking. Everybody's like separate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but deconstructed means that somebody puts it together. Is somebody the orchestrator, or
well, it's not like everybody doesn't just show up at Jeff's house to fuck.
I don't do that.
Jeff has to say like, "Hey, can we do this on Saturday?" You know, like, come on.
Unless Jeff's door doesn't lock.
But with a deconstructed anything, do you eat the components individually?
Wait, are you eating people at orgies?
No, I'm just...
What kind of orgies do you go to?
People eating orgies.
Cannibal orgies.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people are into different things.
Yeah. So we're talking about your friends.
Oh, yeah. All right.
The rebel media.
Oh, the rebel media.
The rebel media. Yeah.
So Nazis.
There was somebody who like assaulted someone else, one of the rebel media people. But they identify as a male, even though they're like female. Look, I don't know how. I don't want to offend anybody. So I don't know.
Too late.
I think it's a little late.
Yeah.
Just
I'm
dive right
Mexican
in.
Mexican thing. I've done like. I guess they not listen.
What
anymore,
is your state? What is your stage act like?
He's not a comedian.
I'm not a comedian.
Oh.
He's not a comedian. He's just a fun dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm figuring that out.
No, he's a app developer.
Well, no, I build websites.
He's a billionaire. Whatever.
Yeah,
I'm a billionaire.
He lives a very privileged life.
A lavish light of deconstructed orgies.
He lives a great life.
That's gotta be the title of the podcast.
Deconstructed orgies. Yeah, you know, I live the lavish life of deconstructed sailboats, the deconstructed islands where you have deconstructed orgies.
He deconstructs things. That's what he is. He's a deconstructionalist.
That even sounds professional.
Is that what you identify as?
Yeah, I identify as a deconstructionalist. So this man, lady, or whatever.
Okay.
This man, lady, is getting charged for assault. Now, she identifies as a man, but if you go to court and you're male, the penalties tend to be a little bit more, like, statistically, you know, the penalties, especially when there's a jury, they tend to, on assaults, convict men a little more harshly for whatever reason. I'm not going to go into why. So this person that identifies as a man and was at this protest about all this is now going to court, and they may or may not decide in court what sex. They might be like, actually, we'll just go with girl for this one.
Oh my god!
Because it's like it's kind of an interesting world. I don't know what really happened. I could be making a lot of the facts up. So I don't know. Do you guys get hate mail?
Just
forward it on.
Or Nick gets hate mail when we talk about pineapples on pizza.
Oh, that's it.
A pineapple pizza hate mail?
Okay. First of all, we got pizza. We're gonna be eating it during the break. I look forward to that. Pineapple.
Will these people be on during the pizza?
No, they won't. But yeah, I have a strict anti-pineapple because pineapple's a lie, first of all. I don't put lies on my pizza. So
are we going to get into that?
It's not pine. It's not apple. It doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be there.
Every other language calls it ananas.
Ananas, except it's...
Ananas, yeah.
Ananas. And then except for English, where we lie about it.
Yeah, but what about watermelon? It's not water. It's not a melon.
There is water.
It is mostly water.
It's mostly water, and it's a melon.
Okay, you got me.
Orange is orange.
All right, yeah.
What's the
definition of an apple?
That it's basically its thing.
Okay. Well, it's because in French, a potato is an apple of the earth.
Pomme de terre. Yeah.
Okay, we'll get after the fucking French then for their pomme de terre.
The French on a whole bunch of different stuff. Okay,
we're going to war with the French.
Don't worry about the fucking French.
Yeah. Well, their poutine is on boil.
Okay, so Canadian French.
Yeah.
Are you okay with the other ones?
Yeah.
The terrorists are giving them their licks. So it's like we can leave them alone.
They keep blowing up, they're fine. But
moment of silence.
For we don't. You at home, a moment of silence.
See, now I'm worried people are going to listen to this, like in a professional setting.
People are not going to.
And they'll be like,
I think the mistake you're making is that people listen to this.
Nah,
for us to get a takedown notice, people have to listen to it.
There we go. What if I run for president one day? They'll be like, this is the one thing that I do.
Don't think you can.
Yeah, I can't.
Unless you're like talking like president of the Friars Club or something.
And they'll be like, see, he was Canadian. He was on a Canadian. I'm trying this like elaborate thing where it's like, I'm actually American. I run for president. If Trump got it, I think I could.
Yeah, you could.
I don't know.
Yeah, I figure you probably could. You got way better teeth than him.
That's true. That's why. I don't know. I don't look at Trump's teeth.
Does I'm he Googling it.
Trump's teeth?
I'm going to
bring that up.
I'm going to fact check it right now.
Yeah, for the teeth.
So is this live casting?
No, this is live to tape. We can put it live with the things that I say some of the times. Ooh, we got to bleep that.
Oh, you guys bleep?
Yeah.
Some of the times that Nick has incriminated himself for never.
Yeah, I've never
killed him. I remember that story.
See, we got to bleep that probably. Otherwise, people are going to be like, is Satan there?
I don't know. I think Donald Trump has probably decent
teeth. Look at Mike's teeth. Look at those teeth right there. Those choppers.
Just do a little.
Wait, I don't want to. This is getting weird now.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're in my basement and we're checking out your teeth.
Yes.
Oops.
Sorry, it's come out of your eye.
Like, hold on. We need to check. Yeah. Out of here. Welcome to the real world. We check teeth here
with GoPros and teeth.
Oh, look at that. He's got the thing, the frowning teeth at the bottom. See how they frown?
Yeah.
Oh. I think Donald Trump definitely doesn't have his original teeth. That's what I think.
Do you think people tag these pictures or Google's smart enough to know what we're looking for?
I think Google's smart enough.
I'm worried that Google's
really
smart enough.
Like if it's smart enough to know teeth, like Donald Trump ears, put that in. Let's see that.
Yeah, let's see Donald Trump ears.
We're definitely on a list now. I think the minute you say Donald Trump, the NSA is like, fuck, we got to listen to this now.
You're on a list somewhere.
We got listeners.
That's how you can
get listeners to this.
That's how you do
you
it.
Just say things. You're like, Al-Qaeda.
That's how you build your audience, right?
You build your audience.
Build your audience at CIA's black sites.
It's like a really shitty podcast, but the NSA, someone's got to listen to it every week. Because it's
whoa.
Like, this.
Oh,
look at that.
If I was an earworm, I'd live in that.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
where earworms live?
What are they called? Earwigs?
Earwigs.
What's an earwig?
An earwig is like a worm with teeth, I think.
Oh, that's so bad.
No, there's...
They were in Wrath of Khan.
Oh,
that was a great movie.
That's supposed to be a good movie.
Yeah. It is a good movie. But no, there's this... It's like The Onion, but for like punk rock and stuff
oh,
like that.
Oh, like a chalet? Wait, earwig?
No. So, you know what? Never mind.
Also, my working memory is like 3 seconds. So.
No, but it's 3 seconds and then a 3 second gap and then 3 seconds. So.
We used to be talking about pizza. We
is this
Superman.
What it's like to have ADD?
We haven't even gotten to Superman. I want to get to Superman eventually.
We want to get to Superman.
Why do we want to get to Superman?
Well, I don't think, first off, well, now we're falling down the rabbit hole here into Superman. I don't think it should be Superman. I think it should be a superhero of sorts. I feel like that's a better label.
Any superhero, just not like, well,
or
first
maybe
of all,
like a really retired Superman, like Lois died and he's like really lonely now.
Yeah,
like is he old or did he stay young somehow?
He doesn't have that body anymore, but he's got the strength.
Like in Kingdom Come.
Okay,
Kingdom Come.
Yeah,
it's
a comic series where.
Oh yeah, yeah, just like that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Old Man Logan, but Old Man Superman.
It's Old Man Superman.
Old Man Superman. Okay, so
wait, are we getting into this? Is that are we going straight
I guess,
into it?
Well, just
wait. Hold on. Were there threads that we didn't finish?
There was the whole.
Nobody cares.
Okay, we got
you. We're gonna tease the Superman thing.
Yeah, but I don't want a listener to be like, but wait a minute, what about that alt-right stuff? That was kind of interesting.
Okay, what was the alt-right stuff?
Again,
I think it was the lady gonna be tried as a girl. That's a guy, and we're done that. And now then we got
so. In other words, all the threads are tied. Let's get into Superman. Good. What's this Superman thing?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we just got to do a quick break for whatever, and then right after this, we're going to be talking about Superman.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick McQuick, the host of the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. I'm also a standing-up comedian, and I'm performing standing-up comedy all over the place. There's going to be a link somewhere around here. You can go to the website, the fan page, facebook.com/Nick McQuick. All my dates, all my details there, upcoming shows. And if you guys want me to come and do comedy at one of your towns, the easiest way to do that is to call the comedy club and tell them to book me and then let me know and I'll hook you up with free tickets when I come to your town. Also, here's some social media stuff. You can follow me. And if you guys like this podcast, we have full episodes of the podcast available at quickandslow.com. .com? Yeah, .com. Definitely. Okay, check it out. Now let's get back to this fun episode with Mike Berg.
Okay, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
That was like a 1 second break.
Yeah, but then you edit stuff in.
Then you edit stuff in.
It's
wait, because you might put this like later
behind the curtain. Yeah, no. And then
whoa! I was
like, behind the curtain. Bring those teeth.
Now you were invited. Everybody. Like, do you cut this now? Do we have to do another pause?
No, we're fine.
Can we make it?
No,
we
this
make
is
a beep?
Making the beep. Final cut.
There now.
Why are you beeping?
What? This is a cut point, right?
I thought I would cut point.
What?
We're good. Okay, Mike. You had a hypothetical question about.
So don't make beeps at the cut points. Can I make some beeps at cut points that
you
I
do,
feel are
yeah, you can beep whatever you
all
want.
All right. Okay, here's
you,
the start.
You can beep whoever you want to beep.
Beep. All right, this is where the hypothetical thing starts.
Welcome back to the Quick Answer Comedy Show.
Wait, do we have to say
into the microphone?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We really don't.
Do you say that a lot? Because you could beep and then say,
hello,
and then
ladies
beep
and gentlemen.
And then you cut it out. You could pick the best one. It's like recording music, right? You know when you're doing a lick or whatever?
Yeah.
You like, you can pick the best
we're
one.
We're punching in.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
we're punching in. We were in a band together.
We were, yeah. We were.
I forgot about that.
What happened
to
that?
Oh, is this the one that's that fucking Water Woman used to sing in?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what?
Water Woman? Sam?
Sam, yeah. Okay, yeah. Water Woman. I was like, we had Water Woman in the band?
You don't remember Water
Woman? Honestly, I didn't really
Aquaman
remember
Water Woman.
Yeah.
What I've heard of your band is, I hate to say it, it was awful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, well.
Mike's actually a very talented finger string man.
Yeah, fingers.
Which, like, don't get me wrong, I believe that you guys all individually are fine at some.
I feel like the band just lacked writing any kind of really
oh
music.
Yeah, it had
it was a
very
a little bit
improvised
of like if we
feel.
Sit together and improvise, something good will come out, which I think does happen if like we were all session musicians, but like I got a job, so like
yeah.
I'm not a
yeah.
session
only
musician.
Steely Dan and Led Zeppelin
yeah Steely Dan
you got a job, you just sort of wake up, put on pants
parents maybe go to your, like, I don't know, your kitchen? Where do you work?
I have an office. Why would I work in the kitchen?
I don't know. You work in your office.
Beep.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, welcome back to the company. Oh, shit. How much since our last beep? Can we just get that whole that woman thing at the end?
I
didn't say woman, though. I said something else.
I pity the fool who has to edit this.
It's
yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Do you do all the editing?
I do the final cut,
yeah. Oh, the beeps can't be in there.
Nope, they're making the final cut.
Ah, shit.
Because I am really phoning it in.
your final. So what do you do? What's the cut process?
The cut process? Usually I just upload.
Okay, so no. Say you're the mayor of a town.
Okay.
We'll throw this out to the audience.
This is
and
the hypothetical
in the room.
Okay, beep,
you're the
beep,
beep, beep. Hey, welcome back to the
Quick and Slow Comedy Show.
There we go.
We're here with Mike Berg.
What's the slow part? Is that someone's last name?
That's yep. Aaron Maslow. Aaron Maslow. You didn't bring him this week.
No, I didn't.
Is he not here?
No, he's dead.
So he's the second part of the thing and he doesn't come?
He hasn't been here for years.
He got bit by a tick and got Lyme disease.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I hear that happens. Yeah. Avril Lavigne got Lyme disease.
What? Yeah. Is that why she dated Nickelback?
Yeah. Apparently, the only way to cure Lyme disease is to fuck Jack Kruger. So,
hey, do you know, she used to call me Skater Boy.
She called you Skater Boy?
I know.
Did she ever say, oh, see you later, boy?
Yeah, we haven't spoken since.
Yeah, because I'm sure you weren't good enough for her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. I really wasn't.
You wouldn't be able to cure Lyme disease, not like Chad Kruger. Like, wouldn't that be so weird? It's like listening to Nickelback cures Lyme disease, but you got to make it through the entire discography. And you're like, ah, fuck it. What does Lyme disease really do? I don't need to listen to this shit.
And now we know
what
why Aaron
Lyme disease do.
Okay.
Here. Now we know why Aaron Maslow isn't here anymore.
Did he get Lyme disease for real?
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. I don't know what it does. It's like one of those diseases where you're like, oh, sorry, man. But you like don't know what it does.
Okay. What if you could live an extra 10 years?
Okay.
And like you had to suck, let's say a dick a month for those years.
Yeah, but like
one
how
dick a month? You're,
do I know?
You're a straight man, so I assume you don't love dick. So
love
this is
one
an inconvenience. But you get to live for 10 more years.
Okay, do I have to longer. Suck them now, or can I suck them at the end, like right before death?
No, you got to suck. You suck.
Can I be
now?
On my cancer bed, and be like, bring in the dick?
No, like dentures or anything. You like.
It would be better for the people getting it though if I was older, because I would be able to take the dentures out. It would be better.
You yeah, just like, assume like, that you're going to lose your beautiful teeth.
You got to pay.
That's true.
You got to pay for tomorrow with today.
I
sort
got
of
an
thing.
Automatic
so, like, you do
toothbrush.
Your down payments.
You got to do it. Okay, then my question would be like, if I found out I was going to die next year, then I'd be like, well, I guess. Bring them on.
Yeah.
And like, do I get to pick the ones or is it just like a random assortment?
No, it's like, it's just poof, random.
Is it like those candies where it's like there's just a bunch of lined up jeans
yeah,
and they're
like
different colors and you're
assorted.
Like, ooh, I hope that's not the cherry one. And then yeah. you like pull it down.
It's just assorted. And you have to like,
it's all red.
To completion. You don't have to swallow, but to completion in your mouth.
What do you mean to completion?
Like
the
you can't just
part.
Put a dick in your mouth and be like, done.
Be like, done. Moving on.
One more month in the bank.
Okay.
Like kissing babies.
So
you have to invest time.
Here's,
okay, do I have to invest in all of them? Like if I get three in, I'm like, I don't like this. Could I keep 3 months?
That's 3 years if you do three, but you can go up to 10.
See, this is where I got to be careful with the edits, because if you get the wrong edits, it'd be like, yeah, I'll suck a bunch of dick. You know, it's like there, right there. That could have been edited. I just fucked myself.
Now here's my question about this. What if you're just going to live to be 110 anyways? Now you're going to live to
that's
be 120.
No, you get those.
And totally infirm.
Okay, well, let's say this then. You get those years now without aging.
Oh, okay, so it's like
so basically, breaks. like as of so I'm 28 right now
and a half.
Sure. Well, 27 and a half, whatever.
Wait. Okay.
If I suck a dick a month for 10 months, then I stay 27 and a half for you're, 10 years, yep. And then I move
would
on.
Would you
with the rest
celebrate
of my life.
Your birthdays then, or would you
yeah,
like?
You oh, yeah,
like
of course. Every excuse
change.
To party.
Your
so then you
change.
Would be 37 when you restart,
but in
aging.
A 27 year old
everybody
body.
Would know you're 37, and then you're at the bar and you're like trying to hit on chicks, and then they look at your ID and you're like, wow, you're young for your age. I still think you're
doesn't
old,
matter.
Really good.
It's all about the charm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yes or no?
Wait, what are we doing? Yeah, we're sucking dick. Right.
Wait, what are we doing?
Beep.
Beep.
Welcome to the Quick Answer Comedy Show.
This is just going to be me. You just trap me, and you're just going to edit like just going to edit.
I can remix the shit out of this.
This is going to be like a soundboard. I'm going to be calling somebody because I will tell you this.
Sucking dick.
I would get that extra 10 years without aging.
Way to commit. Now I'm comfortable. I'm like, well, if he's doing it, I'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, he's jumping off a bridge.
You know what? I'm more enticed now because like the aging stops. Because you're right. If you're 110 and you're in the home and you're just like waiting to die, and you hit your 110, you're like, finally. And you're like, oh no, the extra 10. Oh shit! And you realize that you have 10 more years.
10 more years!
10 more years!
I want to die! Wait. Actually, no, that's a good question, too. If you want to die, can you kill yourself, or do you just have to get 10 extra?
Oh, suicide is always an option. That's always on the table.
Okay, how does this work now if I'm in a car accident and it's a bad car accident, I just survive?
You've got 10 years.
I regenerate. There's like some kind of special effect where dicks wrap around me. I regenerate into
like a magical girl out of Sailor Moon.
Because then I'd fight crime. Okay. Like, it'd be worth the dicks. It'd be a really weird origin story. But like, I'd be a superhero.
No. Here's an even better one then, because I already would agree to that.
And this is it better, Nick?
You would super agree to this. Okay. You can suck 10 dicks. Die. Every dick you suck, you can die once and come right back.
Oh, it's like a cat's.
Come right back.
I wonder if that's how cats got it originally.
The musical?
Yeah.
That's why that musical thing won't go away.
No, like the first cat was like, I'm going to make this deal with the devil, and then all my children shall have 9 lives. He only got to 9. He didn't do the full 10.
Didn't do 10.
Wait, 9 lives? Yeah, 9 lives. Yeah, yeah.
Probably. That makes sense.
Yeah, who gets to 9 and they're like, no.
not the last one.
I don't know. I'd rather
it depends on the dick.
The last one. That's like you're at an all-you-can-eat. Well, not an all-you-can-eat. You're at like you got to eat 10 pies contest. And you're like, that last pie. Even if all the pies were shitty, you got through 9 already.
This sure sounds like somebody who's never eaten like 8 junior bacon cheeseburgers.
That's true. But if it's like you're going to be sick. I don't know if that's the thing with the dick.
That's a callback to another episode.
Yeah, the cheeseburger thing. But like if you were getting another year of life, I'd be like, okay, this is gonna make me sick, but I'll do it.
Yeah,
I don't know if that would be the case with dicks, though.
I don't either. I've never. Yeah. Well,
I think
I'll be there one day. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, I'll
work up my courage.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I personally in this scenario, I wouldn't do it because, like, well, I plan on doing something with my life anyways. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, if you're not like if you don't have a plan for those 10 years, then you just got 10 extra years for doing nothing.
Yeah, but what if people are like, man, I just want to live 10 more years to play more Zelda?
I just think that's white. I just think that's white vanity.
All the rubies.
It's such a white person thing to like, oh, I want to like decrease my aging. I want to, you know, not look
that's
old
true.
And shit like
that's
that,
true.
Right?
See, I'd be a little worried that I'm being tricked by a malicious genie. Like, how do I know, like, how this is going down, you know?
Yeah, what if those are, like, the 10 like the genie's like, years?
Poof, and he pops in the dicks, and you're like, you're going to give me that 10 years when I'm done this, right? He's like, yeah, don't worry.
And they're just 10 terrible years.
It's a monkey.
Yeah,
your mom dies every year.
It's 10 years.
You get 10 extra years, but your mom dies and comes back to life every year, but for just one day.
No, you get the dementia thing. That's where it goes back to the thing. And then you realize that the genie got you at
10 years solitary confinement. You're like, well, this is
terrible. What would you do in solitary confinement?
I think I would try and invent board games.
Yeah. You could invent board games. You could get into good shape, like body weight exercises or whatever. But what if they don't give you the food? You need that protein to get in shape.
You do need that protein.
Yeah.
Again, just go back to the jerking off thing.
Yeah, I don't think it works like that. I could get my 200 grams in.
If you suck your own dick 10 times, do you get out of solitary confinement?
Only if you... Yeah, if you can...
That would be a weird stipulation.
Oh, my God.
Be like, we're going to put you in solitary confinement for 10 years, but if you can suck your dick
10 times,
we'll let you out.
Wouldn't that be the shit if the time you finally figured out how to suck your own dick, it was like the last day?
Batman. Like, didn't this happen? Instead of climbing out of the pit, though.
Instead of climbing out of the pit, you're just going around.
Bane is like, don't let him out until he sucks his own dick.
That's why Bane has the mask.
He got out. He avoided it. He's got 2 broken ribs at the bottom.
Knocked his own teeth out.
Yeah. I think that was the first cut, but they
they fixed it. Nolan was like, I like everything except maybe that dick thing at the end. maybe we'll make it a pit. And they're like, all
let's,
right.
Let's do some reshoots.
Maybe we'll make it a pit. Reshoots. Maybe we'll make it a pit. A pit of dicks? No, just like a pit. No dicks.
Christian Bale was like, I had to train. What do you mean reshoots?
I can unhinge my jaw now.
I had to train for months for that.
Oh, my God.
So the pit's a metaphor for butthole, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the mayor.
Superman. Hypothetical Superman. Okay, Tom, you're the mayor.
Okay.
Beep.
Oh, it's good.
Okay, what's this hypothetical? Hit me with
you're the mayor of a town, and it's ravaged with crime. Ravaged with crime. There's nothing you can do. You think
it's
the mayor's
like
in
modern
on
modern day Detroit.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, so we're Detroit.
Yeah. Or it's like the Batman town.
Gotham.
It's Gotham. Ravaged with crime. All kinds of things. Everything from like murders to kitty touching, diaper wearing perverts, bank robbers, everything. They're like just going crazy.
People shooting old ladies.
So the internet.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And then a superhero of sorts comes to City Hall one day and he's like, great mayor. I will clean up the crime in your town. And to prove it, I'm going to give you 1 month free without any, like, you don't have to pay me. So, bam, you give him the 1 month. He even gives you 2 months because he's a great guy. Well, you think. So, so he cleans up your town. You got, like, the stats or whatever, and you're like, shit, crime's down 10%. This guy's fucking good. So then he comes to you and he says, like, I'll keep this up for the rest of it until we get crime down to zero. But I need to have my way with a young boy between the ages of 8 and 14 in a motel once a month for 4 hours.
So
vigilantism is not the answer.
That's the only thing. That's how he gets his powers. I don't know. But, so this is.
But here's the thing. So this person.
I'm already. Nope. He doesn't.
But no, here's the thing. No. Even when we listed the crimes in the beginning, kitty touching was on there.
Yeah, kitty touching. Kids are getting touched right next to diaper wearing perverts.
But him touching one kid gets rid of all of the other. Kitty touching.
Yeah, but at the same time, no, it doesn't. There are root causes of crime and poverty.
Yeah, but he's fixing
he's
those.
He's good.
Like you can't fundamentally fix the problem of poverty by fundamentally being the same type of person that causes poverty.
This guy's got a magic cape.
Wasn't this the premise in? Yeah, you're right.
It's a shitty fucking premise.
No, but like, it's just the one thing. And like, what if the kid's an asshole?
The kid deserves it.
Really? He had it coming.
He had it coming. Oh no, I just realized that there's footage of this now.
But the whole thing is, it's you get rid of all of the
crime.
All the other like things, and you're reducing it. It's sort of the needs of the many and the needs of the few, and you can control this aspect.
It can be the same guy.
It could be the same kid.
Yeah, yeah.
See.
Can it? What if one day he's like, you know what? The magic's dead in this one. Like,
I'm bored of this boy.
We had a deal.
This boy has pubes now.
What if he grows up, though? He'll be 15 one day. And then he's like, need a new one.
See, I gotta say where I take particular issue with this is like, I'd rather send in a small shaved adult because
you can't shave down a midget and be like, here he is.
No, just a small waif like adult. There are smaller adults. Ashley at Yuck. She's small.
This guy doesn't like
them. Yeah.
He gets his powers due to some kind of weird.
Yeah, he won't have his powers.
Malicious genie. The same one that was causing the disaster.
But like what?
The guy wanted superpowers. He's like, okay, you just have to save the kid. And he's like, oh, okay. He thinks it's one time. And it's like, fuck, it's every month.
The city is like everything's getting better.
And he's actually 300 years old, and he loses his extra year if he doesn't do it with the kid every month. This is why. Yeah. See, it all comes full circle.
See, like, I just...
That fucking genie.
I just, in my head, when it's like needs of the many, like, if it was an adult that got to think like, okay, yeah, no, I'm like, I'm doing some serious, like, good shit here. Convincing a kid that they're doing, that's just going to fucking ruin their life.
Yeah, but what if it's a really mature kid? You know?
But also, you're just ruining one kid's life. And there's already
one kid's life.
Say,
and the kid's an asshole.
There are kids getting touched every day in this city.
that you can't control. By doing this, you stop all of them except one.
Like I said, I just think taxing the rich works way better.
Yeah.
I think we'll tax the rich instead. Yeah, we'll tax and he's
the
like,
rich. All right. Well, like that's
sacrificing
the,
this kid's
the butthole. The root cause of all crime is poverty, and the root cause of poverty is...
Yeah, but what about white collar crime? Like, what about insider trading? That's not poverty. Those people that insider trade are
But white collar crime creates more poverty.
What about people that like sneak Snickers?
So if you're taxing those people,
okay,
and you're regulating the shit out of them.
Fixes. Because like it's easy to say tax the poor, but there's like a lot of details when you're writing the taxes.
Not tax the poor.
Oh, right.
That's the poor.
Sorry, that was Young Republican Mike trying to slip something in there. I'm like, shit, didn't work with Obama either.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
What if he's a ghost? Does that change it?
Wait, the kid's a ghost?
No.
Oh, actually.
No.
If the kid was a ghost, it's no problem.
Yeah.
The ghost of Macaulay Culkin's innocence.
Yeah.
He has superpowers. He cleans up crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if this superhero is not fixing crime by vigilante justice? He's actually like trying to tax the rich.
He's
like
magic. It's just magic.
He's Kilgrave from Jessica Jones. And he's magicking the shit out of the root cause of the problem.
Yeah, he's root causing.
Yeah.
So it's none of your concern as mayor how he's doing it. He's doing it. You look at the stats, you're like, I don't know if he's Kilgraving it. I don't know. Like,
people aren't dying. People aren't disappearing. Criminals are just stopping.
Criminals are either stopping or being, you don't know what's going on with them. Like,
yeah.
You know what I would do? And I know exactly how it would go. And it's like, you know what? Confirmed. Is I would put it to a referendum. And everybody would vote.
A referendum.
This and it would be like.
Brexit is secretly about.
It'd be like 52 to 48.
You think it'd be
voting
that?
In favor of that shit.
Yeah.
And everybody would be like, oh, okay, yeah. So
you get blind votes. So
do you guys
knows.
Pander for. Just put a comment in the comment section below. And what do you think of the kitty touching?
I see that a lot in YouTube videos now. It's kind of. You know, it's like you're trying to watch like a 5-minute thing on how to make salad or whatever. And they're like, if you like my salad,
how
put
to make
down
salad.
Well,
that's not what
I'm
looking
for. You watch on YouTube. You make salad. Just
I learn how to.
Can you do anything for yourself?
Well, come on. I'm at the Julio's Barrio. Like, how the fuck do I make a cheddar? I make a taco.
She's like, it's a deconstructed salad.
I had to bring you all your components. You're like, great, I got to go on YouTube. I don't know how to put these together.
God,
so I had to
that's
read
why
about
I'm
it.
Here.
You guys want comments. Mm-hmm. So you guys on YouTube or what?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh,
also,
nice.
You're talking to Julio's Barrio. I went to Mucho Burrito, and I paid at one place, and you just pay with the debit. I paid at another location, and they were like, enter tip amount. I'm like...
Yeah, they did the tip amount, right?
At some places they do, and some places
that guy's ran by an asshole that's like, I'm not going
to... Yeah?
I'm going to pay my guys.
But do they... Is it like that... The pay the same at both locations?
Yes.
I would assume
and just
so,
one,
right?
You don't get the option to tip them.
When you have a franchised chain restaurant of the fast food variety, it basically you're taxed and you have to pay your employees as they are retail workers, which is actual minimum wage. Whereas if you're at an establishment that can and does serve booze, then you can pay them less than minimum wage.
Oh, you know what? Julio's Bar or Mucho, I think they have booze, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They do have
they
booze.
Do.
This
yeah.
changes everything.
Liquor.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the tip thing is in there.
And they sell really bad churros.
What's that wannabe Mucho Burrito?
Burrito Libre.
Yeah, burrito. Is it as good?
I've never been.
It's close by, not too far
yeah,
from
it. Yeah, it is, but it's not the best. Yeah. What's your best fast food? Like your best worst food for you?
My best worst food? Oh, the food that I like the best?
That's like bad for you.
Oh, man. I feel like Wendy's is just a good staple. Like, it's not
Wendy's
that I love Wendy's.
So
it's just that, like, if you go to Wendy's and you get something, you're not going to be like, fuck, that was terrible, you know?
We're pro Wendy's on this show. We really are.
Excellent.
The spicy
Ginger's,
chicken.
Ginger's steak kit they keep to the home.
See, they have everything. I like the spicy chicken. Did you say spicy chicken?
Spicy chicken's so good.
Everybody likes spicy.
The junior bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah. The Baconator's actually pretty good, too.
Baconator. The Frosty?
The Frosty.
Oh, my God.
I feel like Wendy's is just like, this is what white people want, you know? And it's like, and their logo is like just a white like it's just
freckle face
it's
lady.
Basically like slop for white people.
Whatever happened slop. To the bear at A&W?
Yeah,
Alan and Wright
used to play the two women's rights. What?
The bear is gone because of women's rights. No, I said
way to pin
Wright.
It on the feminists again.
Alan
the
and Wright.
Bear went trans.
Oh, Alan and Wright stands for.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with a fucking
this is how
bear.
I get into a lot of fights
Alan.
Outside of things and be like, women's rights. You're like, no, I said Alan and Wright again.
It's like, Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, I think that they maybe they just got over having a mascot. I mean, where's Ronald McDonald? What's he up to?
Yeah, where is and that
touching kids?
Yeah, but saving increasing a city. Profits every
he gave him the same. That was Ronald's thing with McDonald's. Is like, I will expand your chain larger and larger. That's why they're not expanding anymore. Finally,
but
they're
I'm
like,
I'm in the ball pit.
They're like, we can't let you do the kids thing anymore. Sorry. And he's like, no,
evil genie.
Always yeah, that's what do you think genie. The ball pit, like, why do you think it's extra deep? Kid yeah. disappears every now and then, goes down the chute.
What if?
Wouldn't that be weird? You sacrifice if? A kid?
Oh, like, man, that kid would be so happy to see Ronald for, like, the first 5 minutes. See, and then actually, right as he's eating.
He'd be like, finally, what are you doing?
And then Ronald's mouth would unhinge like and he just swallow the kid.
No, ball. You know what I just realized is in the scenario... Where you're saving a city.
Yeah.
What's the difference between that and like Aztec sacrificing a virgin?
Yeah. What is it? Because that didn't work, did it? I don't know.
Maybe well, they were
sacrificed around. The Mexicans got rid of them.
Yeah. Obviously, well, they would sacrifice a couple more
to like keep the gods happy. But I mean, you know,
what if the gods there was, like, weren't happy?
There was volcanoes still erupted. They still had storms.
Yeah, but we're saying that there's statistical proof that this kitty toucher can actually reduce the
yeah, but like the crime in a few it. Years, what after he's gotten his like what hubris is a thing. He's still a human being. He's still going to be like, oh yeah.
Well, we don't know. We haven't established his backstory, but we'll say he's human.
But like you and we only have
cursed by a terrible genie. Yeah, that was yeah. his backstory. Yeah,
and we only like, have yeah. we to be fair too. We only have 2 months. Right? 2 months of down 10%, but next month it's like, oh, it was a little tougher this month. We only
he's starting
2%.
To throw excuses.
You know what I mean?
It's
that's what I'm saying. Is we're right back to Aztecs.
Yeah, but then you could be like, hey, you can only kiss the kid today, this month, and then, you know, get it back up to 2%, get it back up to 5%. Maybe we'll talk.
Okay, because I thought, like,
oh, so bad.
When he existed, I thought that, like, crime just couldn't happen.
Like his powers, he just sits around.
Like all, the, like nobody had. Like they were just like they were like, I'm not addicted to heroin anymore. Time to go. Get
oh,
a job.
Like he's every some kind of crime just, kryptonite.
Like yeah, just his gets presence just boom. There's no crime
oh. now. Why does now? And here's where the Nazi in me is like, well, what?
Hey, remember gonna, the camera?
Yeah, of course.
That's a. Good
it's thing. Like well, like
that's a beep.
Okay, so here's a guy who. In order to reduce the crime in a certain radius, he has to diddle a youngster. Mm-hmm. He has to fiddle a kid. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't she send him to Area 51 and figure out what it is and then just...
Well, what if they'd figure it out and they'd be like, he's got a kid touchy organ that generates crime kryptonite.
Yeah, but like, what is it about? But see, that's
the science of it.
The science of it.
But that's what I'm saying is like, world, what is it about the kid? Like, is it just like youthful skin?
It's his...
Oh, then you just get some stem cells and you keep growing fucking...
You rub up against this skin. No, but what if he really... He's got a, like... It's part and parcel his organ that generates the power, but it's his lust for the child that really generates the oomph.
Hormones.
No, it's the
boom,
evil
done.
Genie. We already talked about this.
It's evil genie.
It's evil genie. It's some magic. Kind of it's external non, yeah, thing. You'd have to get the evil genie to Area 51. He don't want to go, so...
I'm just saying, there's a scientific way to break through this without a kid getting ever touched.
You get to Area 51, the genie, they're like, yeah, we've been studying the genie. Meanwhile, the scientists are just sucking dicks. They're like, 10 more years! They're like, dude, stop sucking the... Just analyze the genie.
Hashtag Illuminati like, confirmed.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, but I can analyze him for like 10 more years now.
It's like, it's a big scientist deconstructed orgy happening where they're all just
and
sucking
you're like,
dicks.
Fuck, come on, boys. Like, it's like, but I was promised 10 more years. So you're like, don't listen to the genie. Just inspect him. Stop it.
So yeah, Wendy's is pretty good.
Yeah, Wendy's is probably... And I don't know why that bear's gone. He disappeared right about the time they introduced the poutine. Coincidence? I don't know.
Poutine.
They didn't have the poutine at A&W for a long time. I remember my first poutine when I was young.
Like, what happened to Chubby Chicken?
Is Chubby Chicken gone?
You, other than on sandwiches, you can't get it anymore. You can't get a bucket of Chubby Chicken.
They couldn't compete in that market with KFC and the other big chicken.
There's no fucking KFCs in this town.
Yeah, KFC is like, the KFCs we have are trash, too. I remember good KFC. I don't know why.
Right?
See? Yeah. It's not a conspiracy.
They
there was a
used
good
to
KFC.
Use 11 herbs and spices, and now they only use 4 to save fucking money.
Whoa, they're cutting out spices?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. They cut something out. They cut something out because that chicken was goddamn delicious, and now I eat it. It's like a bucket of...
Honestly,
bucket of pre-diarrhea.
Pre-diarrhea.
Oh, totally. That's what I was thinking. Totally. Yeah. Which, by the way, I got to say, because we live in Edmonton, have you guys been to Northern Chicken yet?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Yes, yes. You can get it on Skip the Dishes, too.
And the
if anybody
Uber
likes
Eats?
It, yeah, leave a comment in the comment section below on how delicious you think. Come on, I'm helping you out with your viewers here. Throw a like, and Northern Chicken will give you one slice of cornbread.
And
not
if
really.
If you like this video, watch other videos, too.
Yeah, and if Northern Chicken wants to sponsor this show, please make sure you get all the dick.
Subscribe.
We'll beep out that kitty stuff. Don't
Oh, what a good sponsor plug.
What if the chubby and the Northern Chick is like, man, we're getting more customers, but they're a little edgy.
We got a lot of customers, but they're sucking dicks in the back to live for
the genie sucking thing and like the kitty touching. Northern Chicken's good. The cornbread is I don't know if I like cornbread. I eat it every time and I keep getting it, but I don't know if I like it.
The thing that I get that I've been getting every time from them is they have their mac and cheese made out of Doritos.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
Oh, it's
bye.
Oh,
wait, are we
going to
do a break? Is this a good break time? When do we get pizza? I was told.
Hold on.
So, oh, there's more Coke Zero. Shit. Wow, we could have had
that
a break.
Isn't even on.
I like Coke Zero a lot. We can talk about that. I
Coke
like
Zero's
it a lot.
Right.
I'm worried. Do you think that Coke Zero or aspartame. Is it aspartame? Hold on. What's the miracle?
Aspartame?
Sauce? What? Do you know that? Aspartame. It says sugars. Like, this is the thing that. Okay, look at this. It says sugars. Read the ingredients list.
Okay.
It says sugars
this isn't,
in there.
Well, I guess this is a visual podcast this time.
There's some visualness to this. We're drinking Coke Zeros for you listening to the audio.
Carbonated water.
Okay.
Caramel color. Phosphoric acid. Aspartame.
Oh, it is aspartame.
Phenylalanine, whatever.
I don't know.
That's not right. Potassium benzoate, natural flavor. Natural flavor. We're gonna just harvest some.
You
Coke
can't just
trees.
Say natural flavor. Like, what is natural flavor?
Ass. They ass just, tastes pretty natural.
Yeah, ass would be natural. Like, how do we not? Well, honestly, I love Coke Zero, so maybe I'm missing out.
Yeah. potassium citrate. Acetyl flame potassium caffeine. And that's it.
Well, I thought it said sugars in there somewhere. Okay. Oh, no, you're reading the long one. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Aspartame.
So do you think that as a fellow CZ drinker, do you think aspartame is cancer-causing or does bad things to you?
I think that, like, holding in, like, your true nature and denying who you are causes cancer.
Yeah. Well, and
chemtrails. And
really
aspartame
deep.
Also.
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
Okay, nobody invited Daryl Mack.
Oh, God.
Oh, do you guys have a chemtrails guy?
Oh.
I have a friend. I'm glad no one listens.
He's in
to
Calgary.
This.
We're not into the chemtrails. You can go on.
Okay, good. Yeah. I have a friend. So all the... I feel like the conspiracy guys would be the guys that listen to this, though. Like, I don't want to kick away your audience.
Yeah.
Well, no, because they're like, yeah, I totally want to touch a kid and save a city.
I have
that sounds like heroes where they're like, save the cheerleader, save the world.
And they're like, and that's how Trump got in. These guys know things.
These guys know things.
Just wait until Alex Jones uses this podcast as a source.
He starts sourcing it.
Canadians are ahead of their time. So here's what happens. Like, because at the studio where we filmed you on this, one of the people that works there is, like, a chemtrail person. He goes, do you know chemtrails? And my answer legitimately to this day is, no, I haven't done any research. I'm not knowledgeable about it.
Well, there's not much to research.
I'm
just like, kind of made up.
I don't really
There's about as much research on chemtrails as there in where you can find unicorns.
Or magic genies.
Yeah, or magic genies.
But the whole thing for me is, it's like, I have... I'm developing TV shows and writing and like touring and doing comedy. I'm very busy with my life and I keep myself very busy. I don't have time to really research these things. And just jerking myself off. But the thing is, it doesn't, I don't believe it directly affects me, and nobody's been able to sit down and summarize it. Or I should say, nobody that seems very knowledgeable or reputable has been able to sit down and summarize it quickly.
You know what you guys should do? This would be a fun little bit.
Oh,
we
no.
did this one time on our Skype channel.
Let's just do it right now.
You can Skype people in. One time on our Skype channel,
let's not do this right now.
No, you don't want to do this right now.
What is Skype?
Okay, Skype's like instant, like you can call grandma.
Just for the listener.
Oh,
for the listener. You can like use the internet to call grandma or whatever because you just
put your number. You mean Skippy.
Skippy.
Oh, so Skippy the distance.
You can use that to call people. So one time in a chat, we were like bored. We just woke up with the fuck arounds and we were like, let's just call someone randomly in China. And they talked to us like they were a thing. So you could call a chemtrail expert. I guarantee he's got nothing to do with this day. Mom maybe needs to get him the vacuum upstairs, but he'll do that in the morning. And then in the afternoon, you can give him a call on Skype. And then you could be like, give it to us. And
what we should do is we should get that guy to call Mark McHugh.
Yeah. I don't know who that is. But
it's a comedian who argues about chemtrails on the internet.
Like, is he for chemtrails?
He's very anti.
Anti-chemtrail.
Aren't we all anti-chemtrail?
Well, I just thought, like, how can you be anti-chemtrail? It's like, because if somebody came to me and they'd be like, I think the earth is flat, I'd be like, okay. Like, I wouldn't be like, I'm going to go out of my way to disprove all of the facts that you give me about that. It'd be like...
There aren't any facts.
If you believe that the earth is flat, like, the argument is over. Like, clearly you're done. You're crazy. Well, like, how can I argue with you?
It's when people tell me they're like, oh, it's chemtrails. And, like, what was it? They're controlling our emotions or something with chemtrails?
Yeah. It's whatever that person...
Well, they control the thoughts with the...
That's the thing with conspiracy.
Vaccines.
Yeah. It's all of that, right? It's like, oh, yeah, the reason Trump got in was the chemtrails.
Obviously, that's what vaccines are for. But this chemtrail thing, that's nonsense, guys.
It doesn't really make it sense. It's like if you spread aerosol from space that somehow would affect... No, I don't even want to get into it. See, this is the problem. This is why we can't argue about this, because we're giving legitimacy to this thing that's completely lunatic. What if the guy that came up with chemtrails woke up with the fuckarounds one day? He's like, I'm just going to start a website, see if I get people to believe this.
What if it's just like a big troll?
Yeah, it very much could be. This is great.
So in other words, what you're saying is Illuminati confirmed.
The Illuminati set of chemtrails to throw us off the trail that the Stargate is real.
Naughty.
Ooh, the Stargate.
The Goa'uld are coming.
Yeah, the Stargate. The Stargate.
There's only one person that can help us. MacGyver!
I love Stargate.
If the Stargate was real, they're like, okay, guys, how better to hide a conspiracy than on Canadian television?
Let's throw some chemtrails up there. They won't be looking for the Stargate. Too busy. Was it Canadian?
Yeah, it was filmed in Vancouver.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's a great show.
It's basically like... Whenever people to me, and I gotta say this is on the level of chemtrails and shit like that. Whenever people are like, CanCon is so shitty, it's like, yeah, what about like Battlestar Galactica or Stargate or all of these fantastic shows that have literally only like the star is not a Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, MacGyver's not Canadian, right?
No.
What about what was the lady? She was kind of famous. She was in something, the blonde one.
Yeah, well, I'm looking it up.
Lady. I don't know. But yeah, we do film a lot of cool stuff. I just filmed the UFC thing.
So if you want to get into film, why wouldn't you go to Toronto or Vancouver? Do you want to get into film? I don't even know.
Well, I like.
Now we're gonna deconstruct
my salad. Eh?
What do you think you're gonna do to find meaning in your life?
Is that a new sex?
What are you missing?
The hole at the end is what I'm missing. It just builds up.
It just builds up the sides. Then it's like makes it look like you're fat.
Back to Stargate for a second. Okay. The blonde is Amanda Tapping.
Yeah, of course.
Is that Amanda Tapping?
Born in England.
There's a lot of jokes.
Raised in Canada.
Born in England.
Canadian.
Across the pond, they say.
Across the pond.
That's where Doctor Who motherland. Why would she leave if she wanted... She could be on Doctor Who.
I think
her kids, her parents probably brought her here.
Oh, yeah? Against her will?
Against her will.
Oh, no.
Oh, is there some sort of
is that true, Amanda Tapping? Call in if you want.
Leave a comment
in the comment section below.
Tweet at me at... don't.
Do you guys got a Twitter?
I got a Twitter.
Nobody's still... tweeted me about the Miracle Whip yet.
Really? I thought Twitter's dead. Is that true? Eh. I thought on Twitter we just make fun of Trump and that's it.
That's basically Twitter.
Twitter has become like you go there to tell everybody how shitty Trump is so they can tell you how they agree that shitty Trump is. It is a bit sad because it's like, I don't know. It's like Twitter's this soapbox for people that like really have no influence.
Instagram is where it's at.
What do you think this? Twitter makes you the modern day like pastor. I've been working this through. We're about to offend the religious people.
Okay.
I have a feeling.
Why not? Why
if
leave
back
them out
in
of
the
this?
Day, you wanted to be like, you wanted a whole bunch of people to hear your like theorems or whatever, right? Like mm-hmm. a preacher is a pretty good job because like people stand up there. You're not allowed to talk back. Like you're never in a sermon. You're like, bullshit. And then like someone, they point to you and be like, why do you think that's bullshit? There's no conversation.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Twitter, except no, there is conversation on Twitter.
In Twitter, there's conversation.
Everybody just fights on Twitter.
I like how you just debunked your own whole thing.
I just debunked my own thing. I should have got to that 2 minute and be like, yeah, you're right. Twitter is different.
Way to argue with yourself. I think that what Twitter is it's just everybody has like their own sense of celebrity and they're just screaming into the darkness looking for validation.
Such a false sense of celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, who on Twitter, like, I brought this up with somebody. It's like no innovation gets done on Twitter, right? It's not like the leading scientists when they figure out like, oh, we figured out how to teleport people. Tweet it immediately, you know?
Let the world know in 140 characters.
Yeah, it's like, or like the true philosophers. I'm sure there's people actually thinking through like all the philosophical things.
Oh,
they're not like tweeting it. It's not like the doctorates.
I went on a 42 tweet rant about how if you mindlessly hate Nickelback, you're basically a bigot. I did that once.
That would be an interesting journey.
That's sort of
why didn't you stand up for Nickelback when we said it cured Lyme disease?
Because we weren't actually
that's a four.
Yeah. Well, also, yeah, true. That's true. But also, you guys weren't just like mindlessly like Nickelback's the shittiest band in the world. So have you ever like listened to Nickelback?
I've never met Nickelback. Like I think I'd like to play darts.
Yeah, you can't. You got. Well, yeah, I don't know.
With them,
yeah.
Long, go-karting.
The shortest version of this rant is how many people do you know that are like Nickelback's the shittiest fucking thing that's ever. Like they will get red in the face how much they fucking hate this band.
I know they exist.
This is Mike's first time leaving his house in a month.
Okay.
Yeah. Busy working in the kitchen like a
deconstructed like, salads and developing things.
Sorry, Mike. Like, I know so many people, because, like, you know, you're in music and people talk about Nickelback and they get red in the face, angry about it. And it's like, other than, like, Photograph or This Is How You Remind Me, how many Nickelback songs have you ever listened to?
I think I listened to a lot of their first album when they first came out.
Silver Side Up?
Yeah.
That's their third album.
And you know what?
I'm sorry.
Wow. But I'll give this for Nickelback. They had a shtick that I think was really good. They just didn't evolve it. But like that's okay, right? Like there's nothing wrong with that.
But AC/DC, see, right now we're having like an intelligent conversation about it. Whereas like, what's the difference between how many people are like, ugh, fuck Nickelback, and somebody who's like, ugh, fuck Mexicans?
But it's the bandwagon to get on, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you gotta hate Nickelback.
It's just
the bandwagon to get on.
A popular negative comment because people have negativity in them and they want to vent it and put it out, and it's a safe place to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it's not safe to put it on black people anymore.
Are you saying black people can't hate Nickelback too? Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah.
Illuminati because of the chemtrails.
Yeah, we
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't understand the vicious hate for Nickelback. They're a band. I will agree. They haven't
They're
really changed
great.
Their
They
shtick.
Haven't done anything good.
Yeah, they had like a decent shtick that was catchy, and they decided to like kind of milk it for all it's worth. And I'm not saying that's terrible. There's lots of bands that do that. I mean, there's shit bands out there like the Beatles. Like,
yeah,
we'll just get a lot of hate.
Or that other band that sounds like the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Have you heard them?
No.
They sound a lot like the Beatles.
You could argue that Mumford & Sons, like, that's a band that...
Oh,
like,
I will argue that Mumford & Sons is the Nickelback of shitty fucking
indie
folk rock.
Yeah, Mumford & Sons is a little bit like the folk Nickelback, but their new album, I think they changed it a little bit, but their first album was...
Now they're
like,
just the shitty version of Coldplay.
Yeah.
Which, like, whoever thought that would ever exist?
Whatever happened to Good Charlotte?
Oh, they became bad.
Yeah, good Charlotte.
Yeah, they went. They became
around.
Bad.
All these bands that are garbage just released a new album.
Really?
You know, from back in the day, what was their?
That was last year, right?
Yeah, I don't know when they released it. I'm always a year behind.
Yeah,
he's still
working on Nickelback's third album.
Yeah, I'm still working through Nickelback's first third album.
There's how you remind me. Anyway,
what's your favorite modern day crooner? Mine's Michael Bublé.
Oh, crooner.
Yeah, not a racist.
Michael Bublé is gone, though, isn't he? Like, is he like...
He died?
No, he didn't die.
But... Okay, well, yeah, he's not in the room, of course. Like...
Yeah. Where is he? Welcome, Michael Bublé!
Hi, I'm Michael Bublé. I'm a douchebag.
Is he a douchebag?
He's Canadian. I think we're allowed to be douchebags.
Yeah. No, I met him one time. He seems like a cool guy. I'd hang out with him.
How tall is he?
He's about your height.
Okay.
Maybe a little shorter, maybe a little taller, somewhere in there, but like, he's about your height.
4'3"?
Sure.
Okay. How many, like, what do I have to choose from? Like, Michael Bublé? Michael Bublé?
Josh Groban, John Groff. Well, no, John Croft, not really.
Josh Groban.
Okay, that guy, just to be different.
You're like, next topic.
Not a lot of people do the Bublé. He cornered the market a little bit.
I'm going to Google it. Well, it's because it's kind of a dead genre in the on the radio.
Yeah, but they still play. I feel like the safe radio stations play Michael Bublé probably too much.
Yeah, like in retirement
What
homes?
Is that?
Let's keep this for 2 minutes.
Yeah, that song. What's that one?
This is how Guess you remind dude. Me.
If you guys know what that tune is, put the answer in the comment section below. Yep.
Email your congressman the answer.
Tweet us at
Twitter.
No,
at Twitter.
You can't.
Okay, I got a list here. So we got Michael Bublé.
All right.
Diana Krall is on the list. She does the jazzy thing. That makes sense. I'm into that.
Oh, yeah. She had a Brazil thing.
Yeah.
The wax.
Sarah Gazarek.
Whoa, that is a puzzle of a name.
Jamie Cullum.
Oh, Jamie Cullum's really good. I'll go with him.
Matt Dusk.
Oh.
Madeline Peyrou.
Ooh.
Mark Brassard.
Oh, yeah. Rich and Iron.
Harry Connick Jr. There's one that everybody knows.
Oh.
Adele counts as a crooner.
Really?
Adele? Yeah. Come on. They've really widened
No, that can't.
Whoa. Is that a
that's
fat joke?
A fat joke. Settle down, no, David Husserl.
They didn't widen Adele. She came pre-widened. I'm saying they're widening that.
They widened the genre.
No, because.
She came pre-widened.
Because
she did. That's not a bad joke. She's I think you're, she got there.
That sounds like a pussy reference.
That's I was gonna try and force like a you're really speculating there. Speculate it with a speculum, you know. Anyway,
God, speculum. Oh my god.
but really, what crooning is it's smooth legato jazz singing. Adele, that totally counts. Nora Jones is on this list.
Okay.
And that's the whole list that I got here.
That's all the crooners.
That's all the crooners.
So, like, you were, like, here's the thing. Because you're both pretty talented musicians. If you guys were to start, like, a crooner group, you'd probably be, like, the eighth best in the world.
You know what?
He's got a point. What are you doing after?
I'm pretty, like, I'm not going to lie. I can croon, like,
just
fucking,
bam, right there.
I'm not a singer. I hate singing. I don't know why. I even took singing lessons. And the whole time
I know your
lessons,
teacher? Is she a mama?
What do you,
is her name Ray?
Is her name Mama?
Ray.
No.
No, not that teacher.
Does she teach singing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I got somebody else. That would be weird being taught by like a friend's mom.
Yeah.
Like, because like just the jokes you could make.
Yeah. You know, especially if your mom, if your friend's name was Stacy.
Yeah. And she had it going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awkward. Yeah. No, but singing sucks. I remember singing and just in my head being like, fuck, this sucks. Like,
so,
the
like,
whole
what's your,
time.
What's your go-to for karaoke then?
I don't do karaoke.
Have you never done karaoke?
Never karaoke. No.
You've never karaoke?
Never, not even once.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I do like Johnny Horton, Roger Miller, like...
My go-to
a lot of good stuff.
where I start on karaoke is with shit like Johnny Cash.
Yeah, because he doesn't really sing. It's more of a talk.
Love is a burning thing. Shit like that.
Even Hurt. Like, you could karaoke Hurt.
I hurt myself today.
Yeah, actually, that'd be pretty easy. Or what's something spoken word that you could do?
Everything Cake does.
You could do
everything
some Bob Dylan.
Does. Everything Cake
does. Yeah, Bob Dylan sounds like he's like... There's an ocean wave washing over his vocal cords. Of
whoa.
See, I don't get the thrill of karaoke. Is it fun? I've never done it. To me, I had stage fright when I was younger. So for me, it's like the most horrific thing you could do to somebody.
Or maybe you could just stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, hey, we all get over.
You in a band with me? You had stage fright.
Well, that's why I joined that one. I knew it never before.
that was a really good turnaround. Said. That burst.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think
that might be the highlight of this episode.
No, I think I could be on stage. Like, this is why I kind of want to do comedy one day, because it's like you got to get over your fears, or whatever. I could be on stage, but I don't think I could be like. It's different when you're the focus. You know, like if you're the drummer or you're the guitarist. Yeah, you're on stage, but the focus is on the singer.
Unless
right?
you're Eddie Van Halen, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you're like doing jumping jacks, like a retard up there. Like, what can we say? What's PC retard? It's not PC anymore,
it's
right?
Not. Like a hand. You have to say slow person or
I
like,
believe that active people do jumping jacks, don't they?
Yeah, but if I'm like, oh, you're jumping around doing all kinds of flips like a slow person, it's like, no, they're not.
Those are slow flips. You want
slow,
quick flips.
You slowly flip.
You use your momentum in a flip. You want to keep that speed up.
Anyway.
It's like a ninja.
Yeah, yeah.
The point being, moving
Yeah, the
moving
point
ahead.
Being that, like, I think being the focus would be difficult because, I don't know, in my mind, I'm always like, this isn't a self-esteem thing, but I'm like, nobody wants to see my shit. Like, I'm doing my own, you know, like,
oh.
I'm almost a little bit like, I don't want
to
be
Yeah, we
focus.
Don't want to see your shit.
Exactly. I don't be the focus of this. I'm like, this. Watch the drummer. He's pretty good. Like, look at that guy.
And you know what? I gotta say, like, as much as a person who's like right up in front of it, not everybody in the band needs to be the front guy.
Yeah, I
it's
agree.
Like Destiny's Child. There's only one Beyoncé in Destiny's Child.
Was she the front? Like when Destiny's Child was going, was she the
when
front?
They started out? It was like a quote unquote girl group. But like it as her. It got to the end, it's like, well, she's clearly
oh, man,
the queen
there was
of
a
this.
Hot, there was a hot one in that group, and I remember as a kid wanking it to. There was
Kelly Rowland.
Sorry, you say wanging?
No.
nope. Obviously, yes.
Oh man, what was it? It was a girl group.
Nick Carter
and it had maybe one song.
Spice Girls.
I'm feeling like
S Club
keep going,
7.
Keep going. No, no. It was all girls.
S Club 6.
It's all girls. Saint something or other. Maybe that was their song.
Saint,
oh shit.
Saint Elmo's Fire.
Yes. Saint Elmo's Fire.
We
an all girl group
the fire.
Billy Joel.
I actually the long-haired one.
Ooh,
oom-bop.
Oom-bop, baby.
Are you talking about Culture Club, the lead singer Culture Club?
No,
that hot lady.
It's gonna come to me. It's no? gonna come to me. Oh,
I don't want a him and ha on the podcast. But like, let's whip. Yeah.
No, no. They had hair. One was blonde.
Can you kind of hum the tune?
No. I just remember the look of the one girl, and as a kid, I was like, that chick is so hot, and I'd tell my friends, I'd be like, she's hot, right? And they'd be like, no, like, the front person is the hot one. I'm like, oh, fuck, really? I remember as a kid being upset, because I'm like, am I gay? Like, I gotta like that one? I can't like this one? But wow. It turns out being gay is like when you're into dudes, so.
Oh, really? Oh, strange.
Okay, well, I thought it was like a slope. Like you stop liking the front one and you start liking the other ones, and then all of a sudden, like I don't know, you see a guy on TV and you're like, oh, he's got nice hair, and then like yeah, you move yeah. on, and then one day
and
you're,
then
like,
you're like,
I'm not attracted to women.
Yeah, exactly. It's a like slope. A I know slope, one guy like who that. He doesn't eat like he hates hot dogs.
Hates hot? Why? It's too phallic for him.
It's too phallic.
You know that?
It's
like, I don't like that.
I'm sorry. He's definitely gay.
Yeah.
Like, that's so overcompensating. Like, yeah. Settle down. Slow your roll.
Even people that, like, can't roll with a gay joke. You know, like, if somebody throws a gay joke your way and then, like, you don't roll with it, you're like, well, you call me gay? You call me... Like, yeah. Those people, it's like...
That
those
was
guys,
such a... Nina impression.
Those guys just... 70, those guys just are holding in all of that homophobia and everything, and then one day they're just gonna, like, either explode and, like, shoot a whole bunch of people or suck a bunch of dicks.
Yeah.
And that's how that day is gonna go.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
I got a list of girl groups
okay,
here.
Okay, let's
okay,
hear,
we'll
let's
do
hear.
This, and then we're gonna wrap her up.
I got the Spice Girls, TLC, En Vogue, Destiny's Child, Girls Aloud,
keep going.
Suga Babes, Bewitched.
We're getting there.
Bewitched. Dream. Play. Black with a Q-U-E.
Ooh, Black with a Q-U-E.
Whoa.
Eden's Crush. All Saints.
All Saints. Bam, there it was. Bam, look at that up. Look that one up. That was
All
it.
Saints.
That's it.
Okay, hold on. Don't tell us. Don't.
Wait, what was the point
what
of that
year
one
year did All Saints release their album?
It's got to be 92.
92? How close is he?
All Saints... Band.
How close is he?
Close.
92?
English Canadian girl group.
Yes.
Formed in 1993.
Fuck. Oh, close, you got to suck 10 dicks.
Yeah. No, one, because I was 1 year off.
Oh, yeah, 1 year. All right,
let's wrap
true.
Up.
There you go. You're immortal.
Now, just for my own curiosity, because I got a picture of all four of them here.
Okay, hold on. Show everybody else first. I want to tell. I want
to. Close your eyes so I can flip this over to Nick.
Okay, I'll close my eyes.
I don't know why.
Okay. Sweet.
Which is the front one, or which would be the hottest one?
The hottest one?
The one in the red, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, we're really offending the feminists
that one was
in this
wearing
one.
Red.
And now stay tuned while we look at pictures of women from 90s girl groups and figure out which one we like.
I don't know.
Stay tuned for next Gossip Hour.
If you don't like her, put your comments in the comment section below.
I don't know. I'd say they're all pretty even there.
They're even keel?
Yeah. Which one would you pick, though? Which one was it?
Oh.
I think it's the far left one, but they've aged horribly.
Are you saying it's not the alt? Are you saying it's not the alt-right one?
It's the alt-right one. I get to use alt-right now all the time, but I mean, take an alt-right.
What sort of GPS would that be?
Wait, wouldn't that just be a right to like going backwards?
Yeah, 180.
It'd be more right because alt-right is more right than right, right?
Or yeah, so you just go right. So far right.
Oh, more right than right. What year did that album come out?
More right than right, alt-right.
I don't think that's an album. It might be. Who knows? But Mike, we are dying battery on the GoPro. So what is some advice you have for anybody? Actually, here's something. What's some advice you have now that you wish you could give to yourself when you were younger?
This is a closing comment.
And telling your younger self to not come on this podcast doesn't count.
Yeah, somebody tried that already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the go-to.
And they suck 10 dicks.
They suck 10 dicks. Yeah, don't listen to the genie. That's like, he's a liar. He's a liar. That's how I got my youthful look.
Yeah, those good teeth. Nicest teeth anybody ever wanted to come across.
Straighten them teeth for a price.
Jeez.
Like, oh no, is it dicks? Why is it always dicks? Like, this genie gets off to it.
It's a dick.
What's in it for him?
It's about the
dick
power.
To get the genie to come out.
It's about power. Yeah, actually, that makes sense. That's how he gains his power, through like
dicks.
Yeah. Making people do things that they don't want to do. Okay, so if it was a gay guy, would you have to be like, you have to lick 10 vaginas?
Yeah, it's just the one you don't like.
I feel like the gay guy's got it easier because, like, the vagina thing is easy to do, where the dick is like, you gotta,
oh, no,
like,
if
more
you do
involved.
It right, you get in there and you just suck it in.
Okay, guys, we have to
suck
cut
it in.
We have to cut on this. So I just read this. Here's a headline for you. This is the headline that I think we should leave.
Okay,
on.
Well, hold on. Right. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Leave a thing or something and do your other
leave
stuff.
A comment in the comment section below.
So here's this headline: Brazilian goalkeeper charged with torture and murder of ex-girlfriend.